All right, good evening, everybody. We're going to call this meeting to order. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. I'm going to declare a quorum with all three board members present. And then start with some business that we need to finish up. Julie, what is the password for the clerk email account, please?
I don't know that. He's got an email account.
No, the township clerk account that you used for
three years. Okay, well, that was an account that I used, and as soon as I get all the information off of it that belongs to the township, you can have it.
Julie.
Jeff.
You've known since.
Jeff.
Don't interrupt me, please.
Don't tell me I have to give it to you when I don't.
Excuse me.
All I have to do is give the information to you.
Excuse me.
I'll call the police if you harass me. I will.
Please. God.
Please. I'm just telling you.
You're not running this meeting, Julie. It is township property. It was set up as a township email with the express purpose of handing over to the next clerk. And you know that. You've used it for over 3 years.
Who set those up?
What is the password, Julie?
I'm not going to tell you because I changed the password. I have not used the account. I need to figure out how to get all the stuff out of it that's mine. So, and you have an account, so you don't need it right now.
That's not your decision.
Okay.
That's not your decision. It's a township email. Please stop. Don't even get in the middle of this.
Something that she said kind of caught my attention. She's claiming that she was using it for personal stuff because she claimed that it's hers.
So I'm like, look, okay, if you want to air all the dirty stuff.
No, we're just talking about. We're just talking about the email.
You made a personal threat to me on that email. That is why I didn't turn it over the night that Mike came in here for
I did,
the first time.
And I told people what it was.
And
I said,
do you know
I
why
said,
I didn't? That's why.
Stop interrupting.
And,
I said,
and
if
I'm
you.
I'm entitled to keep a copy of everything,
Julie,
which I did. Thank you. According to Albert,
you've known.
Dean Dice, nice, very nice detective that works for the sheriff's office.
You've known
so if you
since,
have an issue with that,
you've known
then
since
take it up
spring,
with the insurance company.
You've known since
and
spring.
And when you do, I will be able to take it up with the insurance company as well and pay for my attorney.
So according
and the township
to you,
will pay
according
anyway.
To you, the citizens need
I'm
to pay taxes to you because you won't turn over township property. That's
I
what you're saying.
I have stuff on there that I intend to remove, and anything on there that belongs to the township will go.
Let's
but
just,
right now,
hey,
I can't even
being,
get into it because I changed the password.
We're being clear on the record.
I'm
you
being clear on the record.
Yeah.
I've given you all the stuff
you,
on there.
No, you have not. You're not even close. You're going to tell.
Well, if you have it all, why are you wanting it from me?
I just,
everything I did, unlike Katie, everything I did was emailed to you and
no,
to Katie.
Not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close.
You know, because you were sending over
you
my
started.
Shirt. You took over my job.
Julie,
so.
You've known since June of last year.
Jeff.
That you were not going to be in this
with
position.
The discussion, okay?
No, we're not.
Well, I am.
What is the password for the clerk account?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
When I get okay. the stuff off, then I'll hand it
so
over.
So you're refusing to hand over township property, is what you're
it's
saying.
It's not township property.
It absolutely is. That's how
it's
it was set up.
It's a copy of the email
it is set
that
up
I get
through
to retain.
Lee email.
Okay.
Through Lee Media,
then
as a township website, as a
township
email.
Insurance company attorney, because I get to retain a copy, and when I get
and you've had since June to do it.
Stuff.
You've had since June to do it, and even before that,
well,
you knew.
Gosh,
that,
Jeff, you've had since June to load the website with all
notice
the stuff.
Notice how you keep. Notice how you keep deflecting. Notice
you know
how you keep deflecting.
You notice how you don't do your job here. You know how you don't
right.
do your job as trustee.
We're going to move on from that.
Good. I'm so glad.
There you
move
go.
On.
All right, so electronic records. You have not given us any electronic records. You have chosen to go through through that email and send some emails to Michael. You have not given us any electronic files. You did not use the backup hard drive that we bought for the clerk's position.
Do you have it back?
Yes, we have it back.
Was it anything on
one?
There?
None.
Would anybody ever use that?
You said that you did not use it. That's
You're
my,
right.
That's my point. You
that's
did not put any
no
copies of files
it.
On
it. So why are you complaining? You got it back.
Because you haven't given us any electronic
All
files.
All electronic files were given to you
no, they
on
weren't.
Flash drives.
No, they weren't.
You know, you,
you have not given
that
us
you
any
don't
flash
have
drives.
But Katie was at the meeting that I gave them to you on. At one of those private little agenda
You're
going to
try and... You're gonna
when
try.
I handed you the media.
Do you ever notice how you just attack back? You won't
you
answer
know,
the
I'm
question.
Chad,
you won't answer
you
the
don't
question.
You don't even remember from one day to another what you do or what you get from people.
Julie.
Jeff.
You're going to try and sit here and tell the citizens of this township that for 4 years, more than 5 years, you have been so into records.
Yes.
That you gave
you
me electronics,
me?
Excuse me, listen to the question, please. That you gave me electronic copies of recordings and files without keeping a file for yourself, even though you constantly quoted the clerk statute
yes.
that says the clerk
I
is in charge of all records.
For myself.
That's well, your stance?
I have copies for myself. You're right.
They're not
just
for you.
Like the detective
you have not
said,
turned over keep... any electronic
oh
files
God.
To us.
Okay, so what you're telling me, Jeffy, is that I have to go through my files again for you, Jeffy, because what I have given you electronically, you have lost or misplaced.
No, that's your accusation,
oh,
and that's
yes.
crap.
That's exactly
You have
right.
not given us electronic files.
Oh, my God. What the hell have you put on the website? Did you get those out of your hat? What have you put on there? Did you not get electronic copies to put on the website?
Julie,
where did
you
get
know,
those?
You know exactly
where
what I'm talking
you
about.
Get them?
You know exactly
where
what I'm talking about.
Where did you get
about.
Them?
Where are the recordings
where
for 15 and 16?
No.
Yeah.
Where did you get
yes.
the recordings on that website? Where did you get them?
Right here, some of them, for like the past year and a half,
okay.
right here.
Where did you get the ones before that? Are they just not there yet?
They're not on the website because you haven't given them
oh
to me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Whatever, Jeff.
Did Julie give you any electronic copies?
Are they only
No, you have the copy.
Did she
no.
tell you that there were any electronic copies hey. On her laptop that...
She has told me that she has
yes.
stuff on her laptop.
I
that she has not given
laptop.
You.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I've told you the same thing. And I also told you that I've given you copies of all of my records electronically that I had of meetings. Because you are going to put them true. On the website.
So we're now in February of 2019, the one-year anniversary of us taking a vote that you needed to change the name
yeah, you know what,
of
Jeff,
your Facebook page.
You've been a lousy trustee.
Do you see how you're just attacking back
no,
and you're trying
you know
to deflect?
What? You've been a lousy trustee.
Julie, we're not talking
okay.
about that. We're talking
Why don't
about...
you stick to the ropes?
We're talking about your Facebook page.
What about...
Your...
We were not talking about the Facebook page. I'm, we were talking about electronic records.
I'm talking about the Facebook page now. The Pleasant Township of Butler County page that you set up personally,
yes.
that you administer
Before
personally.
Before you were even here.
Doesn't matter. This is a stolen
it's a
identity.
Private page.
It is not your identity.
It is a community page.
It is a town. The
no,
township's
it's not a community page.
Name. It is not a community page
well,
in the slightest.
Then you need to go down to Rose Hill and tell them to get rid of the Rose Hill Community Watch page, the Rose Hill Community site, all the Rose Hill community pages that they have that other people run that they don't have anything to do with.
Again, you're trying to deflect from
I'm
your...
I'm just telling you.
Julie, this township is a government entity.
Okay.
You are not allowed
okay.
to steal the identity of this government
I'm not
entity.
Anything,
yes, you are.
I'm not discussing it.
You do not represent the township. You
Neither
didn't.
You.
You didn't when you were on the board.
Oh.
Katie and I are duly elected just as much as you. You do
oh,
not.
Oh, really?
You do not yes.
Did you recognize me being
yes.
duly elected? No. Did you violate the law during the last year about my position?
No.
Yes.
No,
yes,
it's your
you
opinion.
Did.
That's your opinion.
Yes, you. No, that's the county attorney's opinion.
No, it's not.
I'm not going to argue. I'm done. You just go on with the meeting.
Your Facebook page, Julie, needs to be changed, and it needs to be said on the record that it is
you.
Your personal page.
No one argues with you because you're all powerful.
Pleasant Township of Butler County page
so right
is your personal page, that you administer it, that you kick people off of it that you don't want on there, that you delete posts that you don't like, that when you respond to people and it shows up as Pleasant Township of Butler County responding, it is actually you personally. You refer to yourself in the third person as, oh, well, the clerk requested that. You need to change the name of that page. You have a letter from the county attorney telling you that the board can disseminate duties and can decide who has access to what material. That is a township name. It is a government name. It is not yours. You need to change that. If the citizens have to pay for an attorney to get you to change that name, then that's on you. Do you understand?
I understand everything that you've told me, Jack.
Wow.
Okay, because that's the same thing that Jack and Sharon told me. And Detective Albert told him the same thing.
Okay.
Okay? So why don't you go see him before you come attack me in public at a meeting? Okay?
It's
the
not
page is nothing but news that goes on at the township.
That's your...
Nothing.
It's,
no, it's not
it's your
my
spin.
Opinion. It's what
It's
happens.
Your spin
and
political
what?
Garbage.
I have a recording
it's your spin
of
and
every
your
single of one of those meetings. So if you catch me saying anything that is not the truth, you can sue me for libel, can't you? But you know what you don't like?
So those would be
you
more,
don't like it because
those would be more electronic records that you haven't turned over, correct?
No, this is last month, dude.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. So here's the deal. You've lost your privileges in this meeting, okay? You're not going to be talking. You're not going to be
whatever.
Asking questions.
You know, whatever. You know, anything that
Julie,
you, Jeff.
Your dysfunction, you're just...
You know, whatever. Whatever.
Too much.
Good.
You know, for stuff.
Maybe somebody will ask the question for me then.
There have been a no. No, no, no.
Why Robert
no.
doesn't go to work full time?
Julie.
Since I can't ask, maybe somebody else will ask.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Your
exactly
innuendo, your
about.
Innuendo, your
no,
super
it's not
suspicion.
Innuendo. You said I couldn't ask, so I'm going to ask somebody else to ask.
No, you're not. We're not going to play these games.
Well, all right.
I have had enough citizens ask me over the past 2 years if there was anything I can do to stop your disruptions
I've had
in the meeting.
People ask me, "When are you going to resign?" And you're still here, aren't you?
And this is constantly one of your ways to try and win arguments is just interrupt
constantly
and interrupt and interrupt.
Is always trying to win everything. You always think you're God. My name is Jeff Haney, and by God, I got enough to do everything I want.
Julie, I'm done with your insinuations.
Good. Can we go on with the meeting? Because we're not here to hear me and you argue.
We're not
here
to
hear what happens in the township.
No, we're not here to hear you
we're
disrupt anything
you.
Anymore. We're not here to have you disrupt anything anymore.
Oh.
Do you understand?
Then stop talking about me.
Do you understand?
Do you?
Do you understand?
Do you understand?
You're not running this meeting, Julie.
Then you need to run it.
I am running it. This is the last warning.
Jeff, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Michael, did you ever get the USB drives?
No.
Okay, because some of those were my personal ones whenever I ran out, and then I had to buy more on the township dime.
She did say that there was a box that she thought that might have some in there that she had not been able to find since her move.
Yeah, I know that I personally donated at least a dozen of these little red Protection 1 USB drives that I saw in a bowl on your dining room table, so I'd like to be getting those back. I don't think a month and a half is unreasonable to get all the records turned over. All right. We're going to move on to the overseer's report, please. Robert.
Due to frozen ground
yeah.
and weather,
I'll go back.
We haven't been getting as much graded as normal. We've replaced some the tarp motors and stuff. Still working on the one. Still having issue of it'll open but not close, but we're still trying to figure that one out. Doing a little tree trimming, working shop, organizing hardware, removed old parts from the salt spreader, getting it ready. It's going back together now. Changed the oil filters and lube the belly dump. Drove the neighborhoods and roads to assess maintenance needed, so we hold 954.57 ton of rock. We put in 212 hours of labor. Didn't use any unleaded last month. 257 gallons of red diesel, 329 of green. Most of the equipment is in good working order right now. And we bladed 38 miles plus five neighborhoods.
All right. Appreciate it. I know that I know it's been a tough month and a half. Again, similar to September, October, we've really been struck by the continuous rain that we've been getting. It's like we can't get either just a little bit or a lot at once. It's like we get day after day after day after day after day. And I know the roads have been rough, but the guys... I'm sorry?
I've never been here. I apologize if I'm interrupting, but the roads are the worst I've seen them ever.
Oh, shit.
And I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Okay. No, it's your opinion. That's fine. And you're
it's not his opinion. It's the truth.
It's the truth.
It's because...
Okay.
So
No. I'm not. It's totally fine. And I'm not saying that that's your opinion as in it's not valid. I'm saying you're entitled to it. That's honestly. Yeah, that's what these meetings are for. You can come in, you can talk to us like that. Yeah, we've had some challenges in the past, like I said, in the past 4 months. When we get rain like this that's very steady, where okay, you got to listen, okay? If you're going to
And just so you know, at the end of the meeting is a time when you can ask and comment.
It's all right. It's brand new. That's fine.
Okay.
First time is fine. It's fine. It's a farming community, and people understand that they weren't even able to get heavy equipment out into fields to harvest things because it was too wet. Well, we can't get heavy equipment on the roads quite frequently. Over the past 4 months, it's been really bad. And I know, I said this last month, I can't ask people to not drive to work. And if you take a pothole that's only a couple inches big at the beginning of a week and a half that we can't get to it, after a week and a half, that thing's huge. And I understand. The roads have been really rough, and we've got a full crew now, and we're going to be doing a lot more work on the roads, I promise. It's that simple. It really is. All right. Let's see. We're going to go back to item C. I looked right over that. Sorry. Some minutes we were able to catch up on from last year. We'll start with September of last year. These were sent around to the board members before tonight. If you guys got any comments or questions, we could just do these all at once if you want.
Which September are we looking at?
I would just say we'll do all four of them. The regular September meeting, the called meeting later, a week later in September, the called meeting in November, and then last month's January minutes.
There was two meetings in September?
Julie, you're done. You're done. So, I will put a motion on the table to accept these four minutes. So moved.
I'll second. And I just want to, just for clarification, we're talking about the September 20, 2018, September 28, 2018, November 19, 2018, and then January
24, 2019. Yeah. So moved. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye. I think I should just state I didn't even know about the two September meetings. I was on the board at the time.
You were at both of them.
Yeah.
See, this is the...
Excuse me. We're not talking, I guess.
You were at both of them.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's just a perfect example of your dysfunction. You were at both of the meetings. Okay. Moving on to the clerk's report, please.
Oh, that's me. So I didn't have enough time. I'm looking into internet for the shop using Velocity. There's a few things that I was waiting to get information on that I didn't get till late today. So I'll bring that up for the meeting for next month to see about what we want to do about that. As we talked about a little bit earlier, I have received all paper documentation from Julie from 2004, 2003 2004, and then from 2008 to 2018, kind of. And so that's completed whenever it comes to paper documentation.
You said there were two boxes that she mentioned? One or two boxes that she mentioned she still needed to go through?
No, I've got them.
You said the ones that she said she needed to go through that potentially might have the flash drives.
Yes, but I don't think that's paper documentation.
Okay. All right. Just clarifying.
Could be true. And I have, to date, scanned in 2008 through 2014. It has all been digitally scanned in.
Awesome. And the goal is to keep going and get all that.
Yep. That is the goal.
Sorry, Deb. It's probably taking a lot of his time. So.
Getting used to it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Katie.
One thing that I've been doing is I have been gradually calling our vendors, getting information updated with them. We per votes done at the last meeting, we went to the bank, got the signers updated on the bank, got the post office key stuff updated. Let's see what else. And yeah, I've been calling vendors, just getting information updated, especially because we had a lot of changes last year with employees. So I have been going through and making sure that all information is up to date. We also had an incident where there was an old phone number. Never could figure out who owned that phone number, but this one vendor had a phone number on file that we don't have a clue who it was, but that's who they thought was our contact. So I've been trying to hit up all the vendors that we've used in the last 2 or 3 years and call them and make sure that we've got all our information up to date with them. And any signers on the account, make sure that they're all up to date. On to the reports. The beginning bank balance for the month of January was $267,266.51. We had clear transactions, leaving us with a balance of $383,927.55. We had some unclear transactions still, which would leave us with a cash balance of $380,255.81 once those final transactions go through. I also forgot to mention that I got the annual report pulled together and got that sent into the county. I had something come up that I wasn't expecting today, but it kind of was pretty important, so I ended up stuck doing that. I didn't have time to finish printing out annual reports to hand out. I brought the copy that I've got, and I can print some out for everybody for next meeting if they want. Just let me know if you guys want some, and I'll just print accordingly. And we're also going to try to get it up on the website so that you can just view it on the website.
Or we can mail them to you if you want, if you give us your address. That's fine, too. And you could say it was your other job.
Yeah, it was. Something broke, and it was a pretty critical item that broke, and we had to deal with that. All right. Moving on to the vouchers.
Okay. Vouchers have been gone through. All receipts. For some of you new in the room, Katie prints out the vouchers are the checks that we write each month. I go through all the receipts and match them up to our list so that we're double-checking them, and they're good to go.
Well, and Michael responded this time as well with some comments, so.
Yep. Questions, comments.
Questions, comments, whatever. Either one.
Okay.
So I move to approve the vouchers incurred in January 2019.
Seconded. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Okay, in my report, let's see. Robert, I didn't notice the other day when I was out there. Did Southwind pick up the red tank yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's on the, it's in works. Southwind's going to pick up the unleaded tank from the shop. We've got the Senex card set up for Robert, now Randy. That's coming up too. And then Steve Jones has the third one. Let's see. I am happy to announce we have a new full-time operator, Randy Elliott, that just started this past Monday. Not Randy Elliott of the excavating company, but Randy Elliott of Mulvane. He's got over 15 years experience with both Gore and Belle Plaine townships, and just started with us on Monday. So it'll be Robert and he full-time during the day, Doug joining them by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Doug possibly some weekends as well with Steve. And then Daniel's just kind of filling in a little bit when his fireman schedule allows at the moment. Let's see. I wanted to address something that unfortunately showed up on Facebook about the flag at the cemetery. Gail Futhi has been maintaining the cemetery for 17 years, and he does get paid for some of it. He also does a lot of the work there on volunteer. His father even does volunteer work there. They put up the flags for Memorial Day, all of the decorations there and everything. And literally, it just turned out that he hadn't been there for 2-3 days, and the flag was, one of the clips busted on the flag. So it was hanging, and it looked horrible. Unfortunately, it got jumped all over on Facebook.
Not my page, by the way.
No, it wasn't.
But it was added to your page.
But you managed.
It was added to your page.
Yeah, and you managed to comment on it.
I didn't start it.
So I just want to say that, you know, he's done such good work for such a long time, and like I said, a lot of volunteer hours, that was really unfair, I thought. It's fixed. He got it fixed within a day of us talking to him about it, and it's back to normal.
Well, and I'd like to mention he was already on top of it before we even talked to
him
about
it. That's true. He already knew about it. You're right. Randy. Okay. One of the big things going on, the chip seal project. We are 95% of the way there. The numbers we got back from AIPAC, unfortunately, with oil prices, the last time we set this up, barrels of crude oil were in the $26 range, and they're now in the mid-50s, low-50s range.
Okay.
The prices we got back from AIPAC were $75,000 for 1 mile or $136,000 for 2 miles, which averages out to $68,000 per mile. We got quotes from Butler County for $38,000 a mile. So we're leaning towards Butler County. I had a chat with Daryl Lutz today. We have a message in with Mike Kraft and have had a discussion with him as well. I'll just say we're leaning that direction. No decision has been made. The road counts have all been done on those top 10 roads. Robert and Randy drove like the top 5 of those as far as looking at condition, as far as ditches, trees, etc. So we just need to have that discussion in another drive probably. So 95% of the way there. We will probably end up having a special meeting within the next 2 weeks so that we can sign a contract. Because with everybody we're talking to, with AIPAC, Butler, et cetera, we want to get on their summer schedules. So we want to do that as quickly as possible and not wait for March of next month's meeting. So that's just to give you a heads up. That's probably going to be done in the next 2 weeks.
You're talking about 2 miles this year?
Possibly. Again, that kind of depends on if we go with Butler or not. I do think it's going to be 2 miles at the most because of the amount of prep time, and we want to let them sit as much as possible. But I can't see doing more than 2 unless we decide to hire out contractors to prep roads, which will be another part of the discussion. We did get some numbers for that. Depending on who does it, the costs are all over the map. So
special meeting will be on the website.
Sorry?
Special meeting will be on the website.
We'll publish, we'll put the special meeting on the website as soon as we have a date. Okay.
Apex stuff, that's great. I'm glad that we're doing that.
I'm sorry?
That Apex stuff, that's great. I love drugs that we've done that too.
Okay.
Can we do that? Can we give the residents a little heads up when that's coming?
A lot more than last time. Part of what happened
last time
was we actually had it set up for 2016, and they got delayed by weather. We got delayed by weather, got into 17, and they literally changed the date on us four times. And when they came out at 8 o'clock that morning, they had let us know. They let us know at about 8 o'clock the night before, hey, we're coming tomorrow. It was like, holy crap. But I totally agree. We said we're going to start now communicating. We're going to, you know, multiple times. Keep it going. Okay, on to board business. First one, like I mentioned, our full-time employee, Randy. This is just notice to put a vote on it and get him in the books. So I put a motion to hire Randy Ellett as our full-time road operator. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Second one, we've got Sean Sinderson, who was a previous part-time employee with us. We kept him on the books to kind of do some piecemeal work here and there. Actually, haven't used him for over a year, and he hasn't called us. We haven't called him. Just a non-issue either way. So we're just going to vote to discontinue that relationship going forward. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Number three is a housekeeping. Kansas statute says that we have to keep records for 10 years. We have, these are the ones that we currently, Michael's been able to go through. Excuse me. We do have some 05, 06, and 07 records and some much older ones from, I believe, the early 90s or early mid-90s that came out of the shop. So we're going to be looking at those. We'll bring that stuff to probably next month's meeting. So we're just going to, just cleaning house with this stuff to get the records out. So, motion to remove and properly destroy 2003, 2004 township records. So moved.
Second.
And can I make a comment on that before?
Sure. Sorry.
So, on the whole records thing, I had heard, and I can't remember who told me, sometimes checking with like historical societies. Sometimes they like some of the older records.
Okay.
So before destroying them, let's
the really old ones.
Let's maybe check what type of stuff they're interested in.
Okay. So Rose Hill or just Butler or whatever.
Any of them.
Okay.
I'm handing these over to my friend Jeff. Just telling you. And you approved them. So
2003, 2004. Okay.
Okay, let's see. Motion on the table and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and number four, this was in the transition from, let's see, Richard leaving, Rick Brown starting, Steve Jones jumping in and helping us on both a volunteer basis and a paid basis. This was before we actually got him on the rolls in payroll. Basically, the discussion back and forth was he kept saying, well, okay, I'll do it as volunteer. Like, no, we want to pay you for something. We want to pay you for it. And it was, okay, we'll work it out. Okay, we'll work it out. He said, well, I'll volunteer a lot of the hours. Well, we want to pay you for it. You don't have to keep doing this many hours volunteer. He said, okay, we'll work it out. We'll work something out. So basically, we finally got down to it and just went back and figured out how many hours that he did volunteer for us. And so we want to pay him for that from back in 18. He jumped in at a critical time when we had very few employees, like I said, either one or none, and really helped us out at the time. So at his current pay, well, his pay hasn't changed the whole time he's been here. So at his current pay, put a motion in to pay him back pay of 120 hours from 2018. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That's our items of business. We're going to open it up. Again, we see some new faces. What we do here is it's open discussion. Each person has 3 minutes. We'll answer all your questions. We'll go around the room so that everybody gets a chance. If you still want to go, once everybody's had a turn, we'll stay here until all your questions are answered. We'll keep going.
And I just ask that you say your name so I have it for record, please.
Yep. Jot it down. Sure.
Okay, my name is Josh Herbert. I live on Mulberry Road. How many of you guys drive the dirt roads?
Sorry, south or north? Mulberry. Just
south,
out of curiosity.
South side. Yeah, there's two parts.
Okay, just out of curiosity.
Off
okay.
Of 160.
Okay.
I don't know when last time was graded. I haven't seen the road grader out there in a long time. I do see that we have graded some roads. That's great. Appreciate that. Can you check into when it was last graded and maybe do something? I am getting ready to sell my house, and I really think that's going to absolutely destroy my value of my house.
Okay. On South Mulberry.
Yes.
Okay.
I would appreciate it if...
No, we're happy to. We can put it there. Yeah, like I said, we've been stuck a little bit with rain and also just frozen. When it's frozen, we can't do anything.
I grew up in Minnesota, and we graded roads all the time.
Did you really? So did I. I'll talk about that.
Way better. Well, I know we've had some bad stuff, and I understand.
Well, I'm familiar with Minnesota taxes. So. So. Whereabouts in Minnesota?
Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I was in the Twin Cities for 16 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The winters are much better here.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. I said nobody believes in global warming that's ever spent a winter in Minnesota.
That's right.
All right, no, we'll be happy to. We'll get on it. Robert, South Mulberry. All right, please.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
I wanted to ask Robert, what is your opinion as far as what's it going to take? What are you going to be doing to fix the roads?
Well, for one, we're going to have to wait for a little bit better weather to start pulling the ditches, get it reshaped, let it get a crown in so the water runs off and it doesn't set on top of the road.
So you're not going to be adding material?
The people in the past have put in a secondary, basically a secondary edge along the side, but the water sets on the road and it just destroys it. We've got to get it where we can pull that up and work it into the road. Right now, it's not a good time to do it.
Okay, so would you be adding any material?
Yes.
We're going to continue adding rock. Yes.
What type of rock?
Right now we're using what they've got, which is 1.5 kg. They have no gray. They don't have any other sizes. I mean, right now it's just very limited. They're getting very low over there.
Is that the rock that after you drive on it for a week or two, if it crushes and goes into dust?
Yes, that's it. The ones that we said we would never use.
We have...
Julie, no more. You're just incendiary. Just stop.
We have no.
Just stop.
This is an incendiary.
That's all we can use. Just, that's all they have.
They don't have anything else.
Nope.
But that's a waste of our money.
Yeah. All any gray out of anywhere else would be.
Linda, I'll be happy to show you the numbers. We've looked into the quarry at Severy. The quarry's down south, down by
Ark City,
and what's it? Winfield. And. The trucking companies out of there want $95 or $100 an hour. It's an hour and a half of our time just to drive there and get it and come back. It's almost a 3 hour to 3.5 hour round trip.
But I'm not saying
to
replace
get,
it with that.
No, I know.
I'm saying don't waste our money on the other rock.
So don't put any.
So you're saying don't
because in a week or two, it's just back to right where it was before. And that's just money. You might as well just flush it down the toilet. Because within a week, on our road, within a week to 2 weeks, it's crushed. It's in it's dust. And all it does is make extra dust.
Actually,
and it doesn't fix
the
potholes
crushed,
and the washboards are
right
there.
A lot of it's just happening in, and the dirt dust is coming up. And the rocks actually do. I've been using the front scab fire scabbard up the intersections and stuff where we get the bad washboards. And the rock comes back up when you do that. So, from what I understand, somebody put a lot of lime screenings on the road in the past.
All I've noticed
and
is that
when
they
did
do
that, that's
when they just, do put that rock on there. Within a week to 2 weeks, we have a lot more dust on the road, and that rock is gone.
When it dries out, yes. But
so, and then I don't know how it's going to be graded. That's why I was asking if there was going to be anything else put on the road, because right now that's like cement. The road is like cement. There's so much rock in that road.
Right.
There, it's just like cement. So I don't understand how, unless maybe you take like some teeth, big teeth or something, and break that all up.
Well, we're going to when we go to pull the digits, we're going to scaffold the road up, and we're going to mix the soil out of the digits in with that, and then relay it. And then we'll look at what type of aggregate to put on top of that after we completely rebuild them.
Okay. And right, what about as just, far as sand? You don't being, want to use sand?
Being local and being easy to access, the quarry is our best bet right now. That's a debate that we've been having between
all
me
of
and
us.
The board and Randy also is just, we're looking into maybe, maybe put some sand on after we get them rebuilt.
Okay. Because...
So,
maybe a little. The biggest problem with sand is it doesn't lock to anything. It doesn't bind with anything. It is hard, but it doesn't bind with anything. So it, number one, if you get it too thick, it washboards immediately, and then it just doesn't bind with anything. So it just kind of skates around, and it's hard to.
I don't know what township it is. That's the next mile over from 159th and 39th or 140th.
It's in Sedgwick.
It's in Sedgwick.
Gypsum. Yeah.
Gypsum.
143rd, is that the road you're thinking of?
Bobby Johnson.
Okay. His road is always in good shape. And those are sand roads, mainly sand. And they are, I would say 90% of the time, those roads are wonderful.
Well, Mike.
So I don't know.
I don't want to say it as an argument. My question would go to traffic count. Because that's one of the big challenges we have is we have extremely high traffic count on our roads.
Well, that's a road just right around the corner from us, so I would assume that it gives.
I understand, but we have.
Well, and I'm just thinking of one that I drive semi-regularly in Sedgwick County that they use sand a lot, and it's always in terrible condition.
We need to talk to them and see what they're doing with their roads, because those roads are in very good shape, and they are for the majority of the time. And they're good about getting right out there after it's snowed or after it's rained or anything like that and getting it graded so that, you know, it's not a mud pit or it's not, you know, a mess. And I don't know how many miles of road they have to grade, but it just seems like they keep their roads. Now, I'd say 90 to 95% of the time, those roads are wonderful to drive on. If my road was like that, you know, I would be ecstatic.
Okay.
But...
All right, I appreciate that. Dwight.
You had any luck getting a hold of True Love about repairing all the problems they created on the roads with the construction machinery?
No, I'm sorry. I was out of the country for 2 weeks this month. I wasn't here.
So, no, I haven't talked to them. It becomes a case of, oh, why didn't you say something about a month ago or 2 months
no,
ago?
No, I know. It's gonna be spring anyway to get something on there. But you're right.
The guy
start talking
I talked to there at Corneo that was supervising all their playing around down there and stuff. He didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
And the road's getting bad.
And they beat it up pretty bad.
Yeah, I drove it the other day. I looked just to see exactly what it was looking like, and
they beat the heck
it's still
out
pretty good.
123rd and Andover Road, and then turn of the corner with those semis. You know, I sent you that.
I know.
Pictures. They kind of tore up the intersection there, and also down where they were unloading the construction equipment. Also, when they were doing Pawnee down there, the apron onto Pawnee mm-hmm. and stuff. You know, it was pretty beat up down there too.
Yeah. Okay. I'll follow up. Okay. Anybody else?
If everybody is finished, I'd like to ask another question.
Sure.
If there's anybody else that wants to ask something before I ask again. you said that you've decided, you've gone and drove the roads and everything, you decided on, kind of got the list of the roads going back over that again to be chip sealed?
We're down to about our top five, top seven, yes.
Okay. Can we have a list? We have a printed list of the road counts and of which roads, like, number one that's going to be done first, number two, so that we can kind of see which roads are going to be chip sealed this year and maybe chip sealed next year.
Yep, as soon as we make that decision. Well, And I'll caveat that only in saying that I can tell you the ones we're going to do this year. I don't know about next year because the traffic patterns might change from what we chip seal this year. So I would imagine that, or I envision that we just keep the counts going to see where we stand next year.
So what roads are getting chip sealed this year?
We don't know yet. That's what I was saying. It's, we're close to making that decision. We're not totally finalized.
That's what the meeting. That's what the next meeting, the special meeting, is about.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Within a week or two, we want to make that decision.
And of course, the clerk needs to chip seal over now.
Yeah. That's so we keep having to hammer on him. Yeah.
But you went to the office, right?
I'll give him credit. It was the first thing he said. He goes, "I just know it can't be my road."
Hello.
All right. Anybody else? Okay.
I have two questions. If somebody else will ask them for me, since I'm not allowed.
Julie.
Will you ask them?
No. I'm going to call us adjourned.